The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, Ya Mawlai, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. So how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? As we concluded in the previous episodes, the Quranic verses and traditions imply that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. He has put the key to salvation and treasures of His mercy in the hands of all the servants. It is accessible for everyone, but not everyone wishes to possess these keys to open the treasuries of Almighty Allah's mercy. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, supplication is the key of mercy, and this important key sometimes is ignored. With reference to the verse of the Holy Quran that says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, the mercy implies the prayer and dua. So this verse says, whatever kind of dua Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. In other words, supplication is the key by which Allah opens the doors of His mercy for the people and which He has placed in their hands. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has been trying to teach us throughout this Divine Kumail supplication and from the very beginning. We have seen two very important elements. First, the factor of hope and staying hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. And second, the factor of supplication, calling out to Him, turning our need to Him and no one else. In this regard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, for whosoever among you, the door of prayer and dua is opened, the doors of response shall also be opened for him.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, it is Allah that opens up towards His servants with prayer. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who opens for him the doors of its acceptance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, whoever knocks at the door of Allah the Glorious, it will be opened for him. Of course, as we have said many times and emphasized on, the point is that the supplicant, the believer, must be aware of the fact that supplication, calling out to the Lord, has got some specific etiquettes, and more importantly, some specific requisites that the supplicant needs to be aware of, needs to observe them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, supplicate frequently because it is the key of every mercy and the fulfillment of every need. And that which lies with Allah cannot be attained but through prayer and dua. A door which is frequently knocked at is likely to be opened for the one who knocks it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this beautiful word is teaching us one of these requisites, one of these etiquettes to be more precise. Supplicate frequently. This means to be consistent in your supplication. This is what exactly going on with this person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumaya supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. The person is still hopeful, is still continuing. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ زَعْفَهُ. Or وَهُوَ يَرْجُ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. He is still hopeful of your previous clemency. وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. He still expects your bounty and mercy because you have shown, you have proved that you have this vast ocean of mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, prayer and dua is the key of fulfillment and the key of success. And the best prayer, that which emanates from a pure breast and a pious heart. Let us end our episode with a tradition from the Holy Prophet ﷺ that once said to the companions, shall I show you a weapon that will deliver you from your enemies and increase in your provision? The companions said, indeed, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, supplicate your Lord day and night, because the weapon of a believer is supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.